סימן רשע אין גימל סעיף דלת. יוכל אודם לקדש לאחרים, a person could do kiddush to different people, אף על פי שאינו איכל אימוהם. ולדידאי הוא אף המוקים סעודו. A person can make kiddush to different people, even that he's not eating with them. And the Shulchan Aruch is coming to say, we learned in the sefer before, that a kiddush has to be b'mokim seuda. If it's not b'mokim seuda, it's not good. Shulchan Aruch is coming to mechadash here in Seif Dalet, that if the shayim is called b'mokim seuda, it's also called kiddush b'mokim seuda. It doesn't have to be that by me it's kiddush b'mokim seuda. For sure, I myself cannot be yoytze. By me it's not a kiddush b'mokim seuda. But the shayim that I yoytze, by them it's b'mokim seuda, they yoytze. This is the first halacha. Now, is another chiddush here that I could be mekadosh to someone else, medin arvus, even that I'm not yoytze. This is the first pshat in Mishnah Berurah. The nocha chiddush, not only that I could be moitzi them in kiddush, even that I'm not yoytze, even the boyer priya gofen, the kiddush by night that comes with the kiddush, I could be moitzi them, even that I'm not yoytze. The afar gav the birkas hayayin in a yochel oitzi acherim in an elei moem. This is the aloche alamon ilchus birkas hanenim. You can't be moitzi the other person only if you nene. But here in boyer priya gofen of the kiddush, you could. Why? Kevon, I boyer priya gofen. He choy vele kiddush, val it comes because of kiddush. Ke kiddush hayem domi vi yochel oitzi hem afar bishayin in nene. Because it comes lechayvas kiddush, it has a halacha like kiddush, and you could be moitzi the other person, even that you yourself is not nene. That's the halacha. We have to know what is the pshat. It's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah daf chavtes. If the pshat is val kiddush needs wine, b'meile it's tofel, b'meile you could be moitzi, or not because kiddush needs wine, agav that I'm moitzi and kiddush I'm moitzi and b'yir priya gofen, the nafkimina will be lemoshel. And chasana, you make sure about this under the chuppah, you make b'yir priya gofen, and she'akel bo'a lichvoidoi. You have to, now, the person makes b'yir priya gofen, is mo'yitzi d'chosan kale. Me'ikir adini doesn't have to drink. The machmirim taste. Aber me'ikir adini doesn't have to drink. So I, how you could be mo'yitzi b'yir sanenim if you're not nene? The teretz is, agav sheva brochus, the b'yir priya gofen is choshuv. Aber here it's tolui. If agav sheva brochus is choshuv, it's davar shebechoiva, it's poshut that he could be mo'yitzi. But if it's only the reason you can be moitzi in kiddush because agav that you do b'yir priya gofen, you could be moitzi also in the, I'm sorry, agav that you do mekadosh haShabbos, you could do also the b'yir priya gofen to be moitzi because both of them are called chayva. The same thing here. Only if you, the first person that makes she'akel bo'a lichvoidoi, he's the one that made b'yir priya gofen, then he could be moitzi. The mele, but lo yitzir wants to make b'yir priya gofen and someone else will miskabe the she'akel bo'a lichvoidoi, it will not be good. There's the reason the olam ha'makbid, to mechaber the first two brachas, Rabbi Ploini. The health is the brachas, Rabbi Ploini. Someone asked me a shayna shayla, and kiddush yav shechiyanu. If it's agav the brachas, if kiddush could be mighty the shechiyanu, it's very poshut. But if it's not, so why you can mighty in shechiyanu? Shechiyanu is not going to the kiddush, but maybe because it's chayvas ayoyim. I'm only asking because in Hilchot Tzitzis, state you can be moiti your friend in the Tzitzis, because you cannot be moiti the Shechiyonu of the Tzitzis. We go weiter to the Ramo. Zog the Ramo Agoe, ve'afilu b'kiddush al-yoyim b'shachis b'shabes, mutar la'asiz kein. Not only b'lel Shabbos, that you have an agav of mekadosh ha-shabbos, kiddush b'shabes, by day that is only by Yerim Priya Gofen, you also could be moiti, even if you're not yoytze. Shabur will explain in a second why. Now the mechaber mamshich another halacha, for who she'enam yoidim. The halacha that could be moitzi the other person, and kiddush. If you're not yoitze, it's only if he's not a baki. But if he's a baki, you can't be moitzi him. The bur halacha Mishnah Berurah said that the ma'isi you could be moitzi even that he's a baki. V'imadayin lekiddush la'asma, he's finishing one meprat. The person that is moitzi the other person is not yoitze. If he never heard kiddush yet bichlal today, he's also leitoyim imoim. She'asu lelitim al she'ikadush imokim sudosri. He's not allowed to taste before he makes kiddush. Welcome, Suda. If he already made kiddush, so he's moiti them, even though he's not yoite, because he was already yoite, but he could taste in the wine. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, he could taste something else also. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tzvav. Lekadosh la'achirim, midin arves, v'uadin lelektanim muto lekadosh, afa bishen yoch oichel imoem, kedi lechanchem b'mitzvus. V'hu shen im yedim lekadosh b'asum, kedi lekamei l'inyan godl. Imoem v'afilu im kvar yotzo le'atzvoi. Imoem de kamer kubikas anenim and other moitis chaveroi imu asma in anenos, אי בדבר שהוא חייב כן קידוש וכייצא, עוד המויצי חברו, ואפילו דבר, not only by night, even by day. רוצה לומר, עד לשם כל הקידוש הוא רק בעיר פרי הגופן לבעס, או ידונה ואגב, מכל מקרים, כיוון דוי מצווה ויקורי, ניסקן שלו בשבילנו, אלא בשביל מצווה, אולוב גשר מצווה. And more from that, here the בעיר פרי הגופן is the מצווה. ולדומת ברכס המויצי של שבא, שכל שלוש שוד הזה ניוח המויצי מנוי חלי מוהם, דאף שהם חייב ואין חייב אולוב משום מצווה, אלא כדי שיהן הם מסוד השבס, ואין לה המצווה עצמו חייב. דוי מוהי נראה מה שמסעה נאף, he enjoys fasting, אין צורך לאכול. אל כן אין המויצי אחר אם אין איך ללמוהם. אין המויצי יקן במויצי if you don't eat with them. ואם קידש על הפס, but if you make קידש על הפס, אז מויצי גם בברכס המויצי. Because then, like the קידוש is חויבו, the ברכס הפס is חויבו. Now, ברכס המויצי, ברכס בו הגופן, לקידוש הרם דמיה. So what is the הלוכה? Not only by night, אגב, the קידוש, you could be מויצי ברכס בו הגופן, even by day, אגב, the קידוש, you could be mighty in the kiddush, it's called Dovah Shubhachayva. When Azei is machir l'shmir Shabbos ki ilchosa. Even when Azei machir l'shmir Shabbos ki ilchosa. And Hilchah Yitzchak B'chagi says, l'katchila no, by day not to be mighty someone if you're not yotze kiddush. Why? The Moltke learns that by day it's called Birkas Anenim. V'im eino yotze, eino mighty. And the Ritvo and the Rabbeinu David and Psochim Kuvov write the same thing as well. That yotze mighty, or after we say Yotzo Moiti is only Birkas HaMitzvus, not in Birkas HaNenim. And Kiddush by day is Birkas HaNenim. Rabbi Yeruchem says like Rabbi Rabbo. Rabbi Yeruchem says, Birkas HaMitzvus is not like Birkas HaNenim. I'm sorry, Birkas HaKiddush is not like Birkas HaNenim. It's like Birkas HaMitzvus. V'meile Yotzo Moiti, after we say Yotzo Moiti. So this is the Machlekes. Meile Zog Bichag Bichag. V'ar is the Machlekes Rishoinim. How to learn if it's like Birkas HaNenim or not? Better like Atchile, not to be Yotze with someone else. If he doesn't taste the Kiddush, if he's doing Kiddush also, so Agav that he's doing Kiddush to himself, he could be Yotze me also. But if he's not doing Kiddush, it's only Birkas HaNenim, he can't be Yotze me if he's not Yotze himself. V'ushayinam Yoidim, dim Yoidim lekadosh ba'asam and yochol Yotze b'Kiddush Eloi, if he's not tasting. אם אין היוצא אז באסמה בקידוש. והפריחות אש בסימן תו קופי חוליק וסבירת וכל גב מיוכל היוצא. If he's יוצא, he's מויצי. ובסבר ארצות חיים מעשי גם כי מיוכל היוצא בכל גב נה. לכתחילה המצווה שיקדש באסמה כיוון שהוא בוקי מחבר המויצא אין היוצא אתו בקידוש. Because he could do it himself, an awesome person. He's not doing it, לכתחילה it's better to do it himself. ואישו אלמונו שאין יודעת באסמה איך לקדש, לא יתוכל לקרוא לזה בייס אחר לשמי הקידוש. Why? כיוון שאין עושה אידה שם, בי הרץ לעת קידוש בוקם סעודה. אלא יקרוא לזה אחר לבייס, אלא קדש לפונר. And it helps even if he doesn't taste, because we say מדין ארבס, לכתחילה we don't do ארבס ונרשים, but למה יצא דאחר את משתבור as we do. ומהן איזה אף שהוא אין יוצא אתו בי הקידוש. And he doesn't have to be יוצא בקידוש. If he comes to your house, it's enough. Now, before we go weiter in the Seif, I want to mention a briskerov. We learned in the Seif that in Kiddush by night, Agav the Kiddush, I could be moitzi in Be'er Pri HaGofen. The Ramoh is mechadosh by day, I could be moitzi in Be'er Pri HaGofen, like Rabbi Yeruchem, and the Loike, the Ritva, that the Ritva learns Shat, that in Kiddush by day, and Kiddush by day, again, that what we learned out, that the kiddush by night, lekula alme, agav the kiddush by night, you can be moitzi in hagofen. The kiddush by day, lefi the ramo, you cannot be, lefi the ritvo, you cannot be moitzi, like birkas anenim. Masha'en kein, lefi shari shoinim, and Rabbi Yeruchem holds that you could be moitzi. Why? We don't look at it like birkas anenim, we look at it like birkas amitzvah. So this shaila is, the person that's doing the kiddush is not yoitzi, he could be moitzi or not. The Briskerov was mechadosh another kiddush. The person that is hearing the kiddush, the Briskerov said he has to taste from the wine. If he doesn't taste from the wine, he's not yoitze. The Velt learned pshat, why he has to taste from the wine, the person that is yoitze the kiddush by day, not by night. By night we learn Shulchan Aruch before, there's no chiyuv. It's mitzvah min ha-mufcher. Lashon HaRambam v'bashke l'chol b'nei ha-chabure. By day, if you're not drinking from the wine, you're not yoitze kiddush. Why? So the Velt learned because it's bigger than any. The same way we had the Mordechai, I'm sorry, the Ritva, that learned, Rabbeinu David and Mordechai, that if you're not tasting, you can't be moitzi, because Birkas HaNenim, im eino yoitze eino moitzi, the Shemea also has to eat, because if not, he can't be yoitze, and Birkas HaNenim. מה שאגלה כי רבי נירוחם בלכס המצווס, so the Mevorach doesn't have to taste, and the Shomer doesn't have to taste. One of them has to taste, but the Shomer doesn't have to taste. As they is given glatul in pshat. Aber wenn wir das sagen, weil Yashi, weil der Achroas am Ishtibur ist, der Rabbeinu Yeruchem, that you don't have to have that the Mekadosh will taste, and maybe you don't have to have there also that the Shomim will taste. And maybe the Leike Achumah for the Buskerov. Some Achroinim wanted to say it because of Roman Tzochim, the Buskerov meant something else. Miskerov men the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings out his kiddush in Perek Choftes, Aloche Aleph Mitzvah Lekadosh Min HaTeir, Aloche Daled, Iker Kiddush Balaylo, Aloche Yud, Umitzvah Levorich Al HaYayin, is a mitzvah to Betch and Wine, Bayayim HaShabbos, Koinem Sheisad Tzud HaShabbos. As a mitzvah, to make a broche by day and wine, before he eats Tzud HaShabbos. וזהו הניקרא קידוש רבי, מבור בעיר פרי הגופן, שויסה, ואחר כך יטל יודוב. מקדש, שויסה, אחר כך יטל יודוב וייסויד. אז מקדש, שויסה, ואחר כך יטל יודוב ויוחד. לא שנה רמבה מזמשמע, he doesn't call it קידוש להד yet. He started before, in the beginning of the Perek, Mitzvah Eser Lekadesh, Alochadal Iker Kiddush Balayla. Bayoyim is Mashma, Mitzvah Levorech Al HaYayin Bayoyim Koinem HaSeudo, Vezo HaNikr Kiddush Rabo, Mevor Boi Pri HaGofen, Veshoyse Vachakar Yochol. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to eat before this Kiddush. Funish Da Aloche. Ve'osu Eliyidom Le'odom She'yito Im Klum Koinem She'yia Kaddish. Ve'gam Kiddush Zeh Tzach Liyaz Bumokim Seudo. You're not allowed to taste klum before shir mekadesh. Zog the Raivet Eimer Avrom b'chay roish yeshvur. Im svore hu, if it's a svore, mi svore amor, lo yisobar miyom, av smor prusa mizu, v'yishvach. So what we have here? And the Rambam is mashma, that kiddush by day is not a maise kiddush. Chazal hu metakin, shtiye koidem ha-seudo. This was the get of the takone, shtiye koidem ha-seudo. If the girl of the Takona is Shtiyah Koidem HaSeudo, Zag the Briskerov, he can't be Moitzi me and Maise Shtiyah, like in Karpas. He'll make Boi Pri Adom and I will not eat a Karpas, I will have a Karpas. He can't be Moitzi me in the Kiddush. Why? Kiddush is Shtiyah Koidem HaSeudo. He can be Moitzi me in Boi Pri Agofen, but in Maise Shtiyah he can't be Moitzi me. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gefragt, so maybe everyone will have to drink him Loi Lumov, Meloi Lugmov, Vezei Loi Shomanu, Maise is the Shtiyah's Amitztar. It's another way to learn the Briskerov. In the first way we learn because anenim and because of mitzvahs, because anenim, both of them have to taste. Because of mitzvahs, no one has to. You have to have one of the two. Aber menach nicht open the mevorich, and we don't have to have the shemeah. So I want to say like this. Even if it's the biggest of mitzvahs, but the chefze of the broch is beire pri agofen. The chefze of the mitzvahs to make a biggest anenim. So I may, I could be mighty even if I'm not tasting. Aber the shemeah, if he doesn't taste, he doesn't still tzu to it. How about if we are government will be attached to him? The man of Biskarov said that you have to taste. Now we have to know the ones that are choishesh of Shem Zalman says, Rova Oilom, don't do the Biskarov, but the Machmirim HaMakbita get to taste. You don't have to be dafka from the Kaiser and the Mevorich. But the Machmirim HaMakbita to taste. Bekiddush Badei. We have to know the Eishel Avrom from Buchacha brings down Kiddush Balayla, there was a meaning from the Noshim and Andere that everyone gets wine to him, makes Beir Pri HaGofen. Our meaning is not like that. You have to know by Deile Fidu Briskerov, if you make Beir Pri HaGofen, so then for sure you're not Yoitze. So the whole purpose you want to taste the wine is to be Chelik V'Yenim's Kiddush, to be Yoitze for the biggest Anenim. Bishop Me'abik Etzor Lo Yoitze Dovo. Oh, but this is only when a person take it. How is Yoitze? He's tasting from the wine, then he's yoitze. But if he makes a Beire Pri HaGofen, so he shows that he didn't shtol to Yenim's Beire Pri HaGofen. So how he was yoitze with Yenim's Kiddush? He was not moitzim in the Birkas Anenim. He made a bracha before he tasted the wine. So even if it's a yid to taste in the wine, but you can't make a bracha before you taste in the wine. If you make a bracha before you taste in the wine, so the bracha before didn't exist. So maybe he was not moitzim. And you're drinking now, you don't have a revis. So if you have a person that wants to be yoitzer the briskerov and to taste in the wine, he can't make Beir Pri HaGofen. More from that, even without the briskerov, The heft of the Birkas HaNenim, the heft of the Bracha of the Kiddush is, what is the heft of the Bracha of the Kiddush is? Beirah Priya Gofen. If you mechaven to be Yoitze, you can't make a Gofen again on another cup. And if you mechaven not to be Yoitze, so if you are not Yoitze in Beirah Priya Gofen, so you are never Yoitze in Kiddush. And what do you mechaven to be Yoitze? If you want to be Yoitze in the Beirah Priya Gofen, Mamele, you have a Beirah Priya Gofen now. Mamele, it's okay. So Mamele, you drink from the wine. No problem. But if you make Beirah Priya Gofen, so you're not Yoitze in the Beirah Priya Gofen that you did now. If you're not Yoitze in the Beirah Priya Gofen that you did now, so Bemele, you're not Shtalim Tzuti in the Beirah Priya Gofen. So lo yimi boile for the Briskerov, there's no Indian to make another Beirah Priya Gofen, because then Takein and Chanami, if you make another Beirah Priya Gofen, you're not Shtalim Tzuti to be Yoitze with Yenem's Birkas HaNenim. I'm saying for the other Briskerov, even if normal Yenem could be Moitzi, even if it doesn't taste, it could be moitzi. But to be yoitzi Beirah Priya Gofen, you have to shtol to the Beirah Priya Gofen. And if you're not mechaven to be yoitzi, you're not shtolling to the Beirah Priya Gofen. Mamele, you're not yoitzi.